From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Let's face it, even though public water policy is literally vital to the future of society and the planet, the topic can be, for lack of a better word, dry. Public water policy involves Byzantine regulatory systems and planning timetables that seem borrowed from a geologic clock rather than a calendar. Dramatic moments aren't too common, but there actually was a dramatic moment in Texas water policy last week. It involved the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir. That's the one that, if built, would flood about 70,000 acres north of Mount Pleasant. Last Thursday, the Texas Water Development Board met on the topic, and many expected the board to approve the project's inclusion in the water plan for the Dallas-Fort Worth region. The reservoir has been in dispute because the Northeast Texas Regional Planning Group doesn't want it. In a surprise move, the three-member governing body of the agency voted to delay a decision. The vote was 2-1. Water Board spokesman Andy Sines says that the majority of the board felt that the DFW planning group didn't do an adequate job of evaluating the economic and environmental impacts of the project.
What Regency had done was done a qualitative analysis of the project. And by qualitative, I mean it referenced things in low, medium, or high impact. This reservoir project would have a low, medium, or high impact on these different factors. To the chairman, he did not understand what the definition was for low, medium, and high, and neither did Director Jackson. And so what he was talking about was instead of a qualitative review, he wanted a quantitative, very specific numbers, impacts to farmland, impact to timber, very specific information so that they could make a better decision with much better information. So that's what he was talking about, the qualitative versus a quantification of the actual impacts of the reservoir.
The Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal has been tossed about for decades. So it seems a bit perplexing that after years of planning and wrangling over the project, there still wasn't a comprehensive study over the reservoir's expected impact. Why not?
That question came up over and over again. And about the only thing that we can do instead of trying to blame what happened in the past is to look forward. We don't know. We don't know exactly what the board members, what the agency, what the parties were doing before yesterday's action. But it was clear to the, remember, these are board members just got here. All three of them were just appointed by the governor to this position. And as this came on their plate, it was obvious to at least two of them that some facts were missing. I mean, if this moves forward, this will have a huge impact. If this doesn't move forward, this will have a huge impact. And so with a decision so large, at least two of them felt that they needed more information to get comfortable with a decision. They need more specific information.
This is a new board. For many years, the Water Development Board was governed by part-time volunteers. Last year, the agency's governance was reorganized, and now the board is run by three full-time paid staff. The deadline for the study requested is November 3rd. Sines says that whatever happens in November, it won't be the final word. Both sides are equally dedicated to their desired outcome, and whichever side doesn't get what they want will likely challenge the decision. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.